This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
I'm sure that most people have great stories that they can tell you about their grandparents, but more than that, I'm sure that everyone can remember what their grandparents' house smells like.
Oh, absolutely. And each grandparent had a different smell.
Exactly.
Yet still, there's still like some commonality.
Old person smell.
Yeah.
I'm into coffee because both my grandpas drank it, okay. And I just like woke up to that smell. So that's okay. What I remember them for. But I read this article that said that half of Americans only know their, or half of Americans actually know their grandparents' names, all four of them. And I know that there's a disclaimer that not everybody, you know, grew up with all four grandparents.
Right.
My parents on my dad's side got divorced, so I actually had six grandparents.
Oh, wow.
I think I only know five of their names.
Oh, that's pretty good, though. Like, I'm curious, is it talking about their actual names?
Yes.
Okay, because you know, like, Nana and Papa,
yeah.
Grammy and Gam Gam.
I hope you remember those.
Yeah. That seems pretty easy. And it's interesting, too, like, grandmothers especially, they start planning before the kids are born what they want to be called.
I know.
Sometimes each grandmother is jockeying for the same word. It gets really competitive.
Do you know, like, someday, when you're a grandpa, do you know what you would like to be called?
I don't know. My wife wanted to be called Bobby because I think it's, is it German or is it... I forget what it is.
Oh, I don't know.
But her mom wanted to be called that, and she ended up with Grammy. And for me, I probably just Papa, because that's what my dad was called.
I can see you as a Papa.
I could see that.
My wife's sister had a kid, and then they called her dad Popo, because he's a police officer.
Oh, that's funny.
So that's his grandpa
name.
That's
funny. Do you have all of your grandparents still alive?
No, so my grandpa on my dad's side passed away when I was a sophomore in high school, and it was just two grandpas and two grandmas,
right.
And then my dad's mom became Grammy,
okay,
so that we
yeah.
could have that differentiation.
Sure. Yeah, like I don't have any of my grandparents
sure.
anymore, because I'm a little bit older.
A lot of it
older. But like I remember all of their names, because mm-hmm. we were really close as a family. And I tell you, man, one of the things we get wrong is not valuing our elderly.
Yeah.
We see them as a burden and stuff. Man, if you sit down and talk with your grandparents, they had these whole other lives that were probably more interesting before you came along. You know, like the stuff I learned about my grandparents, I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe you guys did this. How cool.
Yeah, I think in my head I have an image of my grandparents that's just always been
old.
The same.
Yeah.
That they've always been that. And we always go there for Christmas or holidays.
Yeah.
But then I think back, like, I'm 26 right now.
Yeah.
All of my grandparents were 26 years old at one point,
right.
And made just as many dumb decisions as I did as a kid.
You're like, you didn't always cover your furniture with plastic? This is crazy. I don't even know who you are anymore. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and I know you love the music here, and I do too. And sometimes, though, there are things that need to be discussed in longer form, and that's why we have our aftercast, okay? This is where you can get the full flavor of the show not in two-minute chunks as we discuss, like, really important things that need a little bit more time to unfold. Like, for example, and it's a place where, quite honestly, I feel a little more free to rant. About things that drive me absolutely insane. Like today on the Aftercast, for example, we got this one lined up. There was a coach who was suspended in 2015 over post-game prayers on the field, and he's asking to be reinstated and that, you know, public employees should be allowed to pray aloud on the job even when students can see them. And so, you know, the long and short of it is, like, this is part of the problem in our world. Like, they suspend a man for praying for his kids, yet every day in public school at an earlier age. They want to tell you, your kids, that they can choose their gender, you know, and all of these crazy things, you know, and it gets really, really messy. And so this is where we can, you know, kind of tear into that stuff a little bit deeper, and you can get it for free. You can be our one of our potties. That's what we call them. It's our aftercast, our potty people, the people that listen to the podcast. We'd love to have you join us there for these conversations, and you can get them wherever you get your podcasts or at wayfm.com. And I've got a lot more to say on this.
I'm
keeping it super reserved right now, you know, but like, think about it. This man is being punished for praying for his kids and telling them that they're valued and that they're loved by God and that they have a plan and a purpose. Yet if he was out there saying, okay, guys, you can be girls today, and he would be a hero, teacher of the year, instead of being suspended. That's a problem, okay? And so that's where we address this kind of stuff in our aftercast. And again, you can get it for free wherever you get your podcasts or at wayfm.com. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And, you know, they have all these days of the week, you know, National such and such, Eat a Hot Dog Sideways Day or whatever.
My favorite.
Yeah, I know. This is the day, it's Plan Your Epitaph Day. And I started thinking about this because sometimes when you put a little thought into what you would want to be remembered by, or how you think you're going to be remembered, it actually might make you go, oh, maybe I should make some changes. So your epitaph could be something aspirational, like, oh, you know what? This is what I would want to be remembered like at my funeral or on my gravestone. So I know it might seem like, oh, how is this uplifting? But I actually think it can be a positive thing. But we're only going to give you 5 words to do this, okay? You have a 5-word epitaph that is going to be at your funeral. Gavin, what would yours be?
Okay, mine, I wrote down, he always tried his best.
Okay.
And I want that to cover everything. Like, I want to be, have known to have tried my best here on this job, in my marriage, with kids that I might have someday, just with anything that I did.
I love that it just leaves room for failure, though.
Oh, absolutely. that's fine.
It's so funny how differently we're wired, because like, you're like, he always tried his best. And I look at that and I see that, and then I'm like, well, that's a guy that didn't quite make it. he gave it his best, though. Oh, that's funny.
It doesn't guarantee any success.
No, at all. Like, you have lowered the bar for yourself even in death. Nicely done.
I did not see it that way.
Yeah. My 5 words would be still joking at the end, because that's how I want to be remembered. I truly hope, because I've spent my whole life trying to be funny and trying to make people laugh. I truly hope that on my deathbed, as I'm there with my family, I pull one last joke.
Oh, that'd be great. Like, and I hope someone's filming it too.
Yeah, like I could literally see me like going, like doing that fake last breath.
And then just kidding.
And then they're like, we love you, we miss you. And then being like, yeah, exactly. Gotcha.
and then five minutes later.
That's the irony. And then they think I'm joking and I sit there for 3 days. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What would your 5-word epitaph be? And I want you to put some thought into this, because I really do think this could be a healthy exercise of what you want to be known for. And if you're not being known for that right now, then change it while you're alive. That's the beautiful thing about this. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Brooke, what would your 5-word epitaph be?
Always do it with love. I'm a nurse. We have to do hard things sometimes, and we have to say hard things sometimes. I work with a lot of addicts. But if it's done with love, and you show them love, it goes so much further.
And you know what? You're living out what we're taught to do in the Bible, in our faith. It's love God and love people. When Jesus was asked what's really important in all of these laws, that's what he said, and that's what you're doing. I love that. That's a great way to be remembered. Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
All right, Jess, you're up. What would your 5-word epitaph be?
My 5 words are, that didn't go as planned.
Now, is this describing the way that you actually died?
The way I lived my life, the way I died, you know?
That's funny.
It could go either way.
Because I love some of the quotes like, God's up there laughing at all the plans we make. And that is very true, man. Life very rarely goes as planned.
Ain't that the truth?
So, Anna, what would yours be?
Where's my packing peanuts at?
Okay, what does that mean? How is that your life?
My mom and I used to always joke that I wanted a cardboard casket that everybody could sign and throw packing peanuts in and have a barbecue.
Well, that's definitely a way to do it on the cheap. I like that. Hopefully she has the same simple request because funerals are expensive.
Well, she passed away last year.
Did you fill her casket with packing peanuts?
No. No, she wouldn't have liked that, but I thought it was funny.
All right, Paul, you're up. What would your five-word epitaph be?
It'd be, had one song to sing. There's a really old song that talked about, I have one song to sing of Jesus Christ my King, and that's how I would like to be remembered, right? Every time I sang, it was about Jesus Christ.
And that your life sang about him, too. Kind of like that Casting Crowns song, let my life song sing to you.
Nice.
I wonder how many words that is. Let my life song sing. There you go. That's five. That works, too.
Thanks, brother.
Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way because we talk about getting in shape and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hey there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
So April is Autism Acceptance Month, and it's a time to embrace the differences of people with autism spectrum disorder. And it's also a time, I think, to learn and educate yourself about it. If you don't have someone in your life, it's been fascinating. We have a friend of ours, and he has an adult child who has autism, and it's fascinating to hear him talk about what their daily life is. And so I interview people for a living, and so like I ask a million questions, and he likes answering them, and he loves talking about his son. It's so cool to watch him just light up when he talks about his son. And there are challenges inside of the way that they have to live every day, but I mean, he loves him so well that I love learning about what their day looks like, you know?
Yeah, and it's really like encouraging to see that, and that they like go through the struggle, but that that doesn't burn any of the bright stuff and the good and the awesome stuff that his son can do.
And they navigate it and they find the good stuff and highlight and celebrate that. It's awesome. I didn't know that fashion designers Tommy and Dee Hilfiger actually have three of their seven kids have been diagnosed with ASD. And for them, they noticed the signs early on when one of their sons stopped counting was counting steps at a year and a half. And then he just stopped counting. And then he stopped speaking and was babbling a bit, but then just stopped. And so they had him tested. And he said it was a bit of a shock, but once you get over the shock, you get a plan to do something about it.
Sure.
'Cause I think sometimes you want to avoid something that you're afraid of. It's like that noise in your car. You're like, okay, maybe it'll just go away. Doing that can have like much bigger consequences for your kids. And they said some of the tips for parents is definitely early intervention is key. And the tricky thing is there's no medical diagnosis for autism. They have to watch the child's behavior to make that diagnosis. Some of the early signs, maybe if you've been wondering, are little to no smiling, a limited eye contact by 6 months, little to no babbling or pointing or response to their name by 12 months, and few or no meaningful two-word phrases by like 2 years old. Hmm. So like that's just some little stuff there that maybe you've noticed and like, oh, okay, maybe we should get this checked out, because again, early intervention is the thing that can help you live a great life with your child as you navigate autism. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. The time is running out. Like, you don't have forever to get in on this opportunity. If you've wanted to go back to school or start school as an adult, you have a chance to win a $5,000, a $10,000 scholarship, or even just for signing up, a $1,000 scholarship, just to inspire you to do that thing, get off the bench, get in the game, and do that thing that you have been thinking about doing. Because I'm telling you, man, going back to school, it is a huge accomplishment. I did it. Betty Rock did it. And when you finish it, you feel like, man, that was awesome. I accomplished something that I wanted to do in my life. And it can lead you to other places. So don't let the finances stand in the way of fulfilling that dream. If you can dream it, do it. That's kind of the mantra of Colorado Christian University. And the other part I love about them is that faith is intertwined into all of the curriculum. So whether you're taking accounting classes, there's still faith as part of that, because they don't want you just to be a great accountant. They want you to be a great believer who is an accountant, you know, and that's how they choose to do their education. So if you want to get in on this and you want to take that chance and maybe win a $10,000 scholarship today and tomorrow, that's it. That's your last days to get in on this right now. So all you have to do, it's so simple. You don't even have to write a paper. There'll be plenty of those to come. That's just part of school. Look, it's not easy, but it's doable. Once you find your system, it gets manageable, and it's tough balancing your life. And you want to have your whole family on board for it, because it takes a little bit of time away from family time sometimes. But the end result is definitely worth it, and the sense of accomplishment is amazing. So let's get you in right now. It's just ccu.edu/wayfm. That's ccu.edu/wayfm if you want to take advantage of this contest and try to win that $10,000 or $5,000 scholarship right now. But again, today and tomorrow, that's it. And this opportunity slides away. So if you've been putting it off, don't put it off another day, because it could be something that costs you 10 grand. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. I came across this TikTok the other day that just made me stop and laugh and then go, wow, there's actually a deeper part to this. I posted it on our socials. If you want to see it, just search Wally Show on Facebook. But here's a little bit of what made me laugh.
Dear God, please clear this pollen out of here.
We will be under a tornado watch fairly soon. That line of storms is now...
Oh, I've got to be more specific.
And that landed with me, man, because I literally have found myself praying sometimes and been like, God, I want to be closer to you. But then in the same breath, I'm like, I know that we grow closer to God in tragedy. I'm like, but don't hurt anyone I love, you know, like, or don't hurt me, you know. And so I totally get that joke right there, but there is that connotation of it that I think God does have a sense of humor, and he loves irony.
It's his way of showing us that we have zero control sometimes.
Absolutely. So we're going to do good one, God. What was that thing that you kind of prayed for And it kind of came about in a way that maybe you didn't see coming. Like, for example, you're like, Lord, I want a family. I want to start a family. Please, God, it's my desire. Let us have this beautiful family. And then all of a sudden, it's like you get the sonogram back and you got triplets. You're like, ah, good one, God. That was great.
It's really funny if the guy was the one praying for that and the wife's like, what did you pray for?
Exactly. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever experienced that good one, God moment in your life? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. So what's yours, Melanie?
Well, I was praying to God for my master's thesis. I've been working on this thesis for longer than most people are in grad school, period. And lots of life things have happened. We moved several times. I had two kids. Like, everything has happened in the time that I've been trying to finish this thesis and finish my master's. So I'm like, God, I mean, this has to be done by June. God, how am I going to finish this research? Like, the full-time job and two kids and the husband and, like, life and everything. And he has miraculously granted me lots of time because I've had some medical issues lately with lots of surgeries. I was off work for almost 5 months, and now I'm only able to go back part-time.
Now, here's the big question. Have you finished the thesis? He gave you the time.
I have. I've made a whole lot of progress, and I'm in the thick of the research right now.
You're like, I'm still not done. God, you're going to have to do a little more. Well, good luck to you. I hope you get this knocked out and make the most of the time that God has given you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What was your good one, God, that thing you prayed for and then it came about differently than you expected?
So my first marriage, my husband was really controlling and didn't let me make decisions and didn't let me do anything. And so I just got remarried this year. And one of the things I prayed for in my new husband was that he would let us be a team in the marriage and let me make decisions. And it so happens that my new husband is super laid back and lets me make all the decisions. Oh. And I'm kind of wait, I don't know how to do finances. I don't know how to do taxes. And I'm like, okay, God, you're funny.
Yeah, you asked for it. You got it. And then some. God always over-delivers, right?
He did over-deliver, yes. I feel like I have four kids now.
That's awesome. Hey, I appreciate you being on with us, Paige. Thank you.
Thank you. I love y'all. Y'all are awesome.
All right, Jackie, you're up. What was that thing that you prayed for? And you were kind of like, all right, good one, God.
Well, I think every parent can relate to this. I pray for patience because I have three toddlers. And then my youngest one turned three recently, and his behavior has gotten a lot worse than it was when he was two. So I need more patience now than I did before.
I love that quote from Evan Almighty. This one here.
If someone prays for patience, do you think God gives them patience? Or does it give them the opportunity to be patient?
You are living that out. You pray for patience,
yes.
And God gives you opportunities to be patient and live it.
I think about that every day when I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. And then I think about that, I'm like, oh, that's right.
See, your child that's driving you crazy is also bringing you closer to God.
Yes, just be grateful.
I am a big fan of irony. Hey, it's Wally, and recently I did a cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and that's where you pull money out of your home to use on whatever you want. You can add a pool, redo a kitchen, or a master bath. Pay off debt. It's your call. So my UFM guy, Ryan, showed me all of my cash out refinance options, and I took the one that gave me a bunch of cash without having my monthly payment go up a dime. But then something weird happened. I was ready to buy a couple jet skis, build an outdoor fireplace, purchase a new car. But the irony is, somewhere along the way, having that much money available to me actually made me do the unthinkable. It made me responsible. Ick! It made me think about how I can maximize this gift in my life to better my family long term. Sure, we'll do something fun with part of the money, but I got more than I could have saved in 5 or 10 years of working. And that's life changing. So see how they can help you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
I think we've all had a moment over the last month or so when we've wondered, oh man, I wonder how I can help people over in Ukraine and encourage them or monetarily or any way. Well, Chris Tomlin, he actually has a friend who is a worship pastor that recorded a version of Chris's song, Whom Shall I Fear?
I know who goes before me. I
one seems uber appropriate right now. The God of Angel Armies. Yeah. Is there's a conflict.
Absolutely. It's one of his classics. And so this worship pastor recorded this song with a Ukrainian worship pastor that he knows, and also with this 9-year-old girl who sings really well, who was recently evacuated from Ukraine in that situation. So they are singing in Ukrainian, which I thought was really cool.
That's really cool, especially given the gravity of the new reports coming out today of the Russian atrocities as they pull back what they're finding and the toll it took on civilians, not combatants.
Absolutely.
You know, it is a mess.
I think it's also powerful to think of, like, this is what... That's what people who are going through the hardest time in their lives, that's what they're going... They can hear that song and they understand that word. I'm like, oh, that's how they're going to listen to it. But I also thought the little girl who... The song has a very soft ending and she kind of comes in at the end and I thought it's beautiful.
Was this the same Ukrainian girl that was singing Frozen in the bomb shelter?
I tried so hard to figure out if that was the case, and there was no, you know, like, oh yeah, this is definitely her. But apparently 9-year-old Ukrainian girls all have, like, amazing voices.
Yeah, apparently. That's really cool. I like that they did this in this moment. I know it doesn't solve the issues going on over there, but again, it makes you stop and think, and, oh, how can I be involved? What can I do? How can we help?
And we know the power of what songs on this station can do for any people going through their daily lives here in America, so I can't imagine what hearing an encouraging song like that in Ukrainian over in Ukraine might do for them.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for your TMI today. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this scoop is for that nervous flyer in your life, or maybe it's you, like my wife does not like to fly. So you're sitting on the plane, you're up in the air, you've gotten that far, you're doing pretty good, you're minding your own business, and then it's almost like God just kicks the plane with the biggest boot he has. Ka-ka! And everything bounces, and you hear people go, woo, and gasp.
And you're like in your head, you're like, I'm very close to death right now.
Turbulence, okay? It's the least fun part of flying, for sure, and it's the thing that really wigs people out. Well, there is something you can do to at least mitigate your chances of turbulence.
Oh, really?
Tell me more, you say. Yes, they talk to pilots, and that if you're a nervous flyer because of turbulence, they say fly earlier in the day.
Oh, okay.
There's less chance of having turbulence in the morning rather than the afternoon, because as the ground warms up, that's where turbulence comes. It's hot air rising, and that's what helps create the turbulence, and there's more thunderstorms in the afternoon typically.
That makes sense, yeah.
Those two factors together can increase your odds of having a rough flight. And so if you just know that and book your, you know, travel plans around it, maybe get out a little bit earlier and leave a little earlier, you might have a better experience. I feel bad for my wife. There are massive storms today.
Oh, and
she's coming in at 5:00.
Nicely done.
And she's flying by herself. She is not going
to
have
a the scoop does not pertain to her today.
No, I'll tell her about it tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
And here's a good thing, though. There was a pilot that was talking about this thing, too, and he said, turbulence isn't actually dangerous. The planes go through it all the time. They can handle it. Pilots can handle it. They said they really try to avoid it, mainly for it's annoying to people and it causes fear more than safety of their actually getting to their destination.
So that is like kind of them to be thinking of their passengers, making sure they get the right experience because they get paid by the airline. And
now they did say you really want to avoid updrafts because those things can drill you.
Oh,
but turbulence,
great.
Okay. So a little yay ah moment for you.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's nothing as great as starting a new job. You think back to that last job you started and how excited you were, and you're exploring new things, and you felt like really wanted, and there's that honeymoon period where you can ask for things and they give it to you. It's so good. And then you become an employee.
Hey.
And reality sets in of every day. That happened for this Amazon driver, and he was talking about the things he wished he had known. He's like, yeah, they tell you get to to walk all day and have a chill day, but he said really all you're doing is running because of the number of packages that you are expected to deliver. They say you can take breaks and you get two breaks and a lunch. He goes, but what they don't tell you is that if you take those two breaks and your lunch, you're not going to get done on time, and that affects your rating. And then the third thing he said was he wished he had known that not all Amazon trucks have air conditioning.
No way.
Yeah, that'll keep you getting out of the
those
truck.
Those things always look pretty like new and nice.
Yeah, I know. But again, it's not always what it appears to be. And so that's what I'm curious about for you. What is that thing you wish somebody had told you about your job before you took it? And it's maybe not like this bad thing, but like you just wish you had had more or better information. For me, I came to Christian radio from mainstream radio, and no one told me, and I don't think they expected it, that I was going to end up being a counselor, like an unlicensed counselor.
Oh, because,
because of what this job is, and because people like sit there and they kind of want help and they pour their life into you. And I think if you spend your time like on the radio being honest about your own mess and being authentic, that connects with people and they feel, oh, I can share. It's a safe place. I'll share my stuff. And I did not realize the things people would tell me that they don't tell other people in their lives. And there's this weird burden with that, you know? And like when I'm on vacation, I'm always checking email because I don't want some real serious, heavy email about somebody that could be life and death to go unnoticed. And so that's something no one told me.
Yeah, and I think that especially for you, but like we at the station, we know that we are also like messed up people. And so when people call in, it's not like we're coming from a place where we think we're better than other people,
sure,
or that we don't know, or that we know that we haven't gone through stuff they've gone through before as well.
Yeah. And so like with that, I didn't know I was going to be an unofficial counselor. And I'm thankful, but it was a surprise.
Sure.
And it was something I had to learn and kind of grow into as well. So I am curious for you, what is that thing that you wish you had known before taking your job? Can be silly, can be serious. It's just your story now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Did you ever take a job and, you know, wish that you had known more about it?
Yes, my current job, actually.
What do you do?
I climb cell phone towers.
What, they didn't tell you that they're really high and you're afraid of heights?
No, I wish I would have known the amount of gear that you have to carry up with you just to go change out some stuff on a tower.
And how tall are the towers that you're climbing? Because my nephew does this, and he's taking pictures from the top of towers all over the world, and it is crazy some of the heights you go to.
So the tallest tower that I have climbed has been 300 feet, but they have other people who are in the profession of climbing towers who do FM and broadcast towers, who go up to about 2,000 feet.
How long, roughly, does it take you to climb 300 feet? Because I think it takes longer than people think.
When I first started, it took me about 45 minutes.
See, that's it, because you're going slow, methodical, and you got to be clipped in. Well, Joseph, I appreciate you being on with us today. Thanks, man. Are you calling?
Later.
Are you calling from a cell phone tower right now?
No, I'm actually off today, but I do listen to y'all on my phone while I am on the tower.
Oh, do you really? Oh, that's pretty great. I bet your reception's a lot better than mine is. So what was your job and what was the surprise?
Well, I took a teaching job in Fairbanks, Alaska, and they didn't tell me that we'd be going out for recess at 20 below and up.
Oh my gosh, that just seems inhuman that would actually
twice
happen.
Twice a day.
Oh my goodness, how do those
twice
kids handle that?
They were used to it,
I guess. And where were you from before Alaska?
New Jersey.
Yeah, you just thought it was cold. Alaska's a whole other kind of cold. I guess they're more prepared for the cold. Like here in Tennessee, when it gets to about 30, 32 degrees, they start canceling school.
Yeah, they don't cancel school in Fairbanks because it's actually more dangerous for kids to stay home during the day than to be at school where there's guaranteed heat.
except for two times a day when you shove them out into minus 20. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good. But in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock is out, so I am filling in for her. Have you ever had that ex that can never just let you enjoy something without still seemingly have to one-up you?
All the time. Wait.
All the time. Like, you had that many exes. Justin Bieber actually is giving a gift of a free month of online therapy to his fans through this website. But it's interesting that this comes right on the heels of his ex-girlfriend Selena Gomez announcing her own mental health platform like just the other day, and now all of a sudden he's like, hey, free therapy for everybody. It feels suspect, you know? It feels a little sus to
me. We'd love to believe that these are just two celebrities that are really just helping their fans out, but you're right, the proximity is really close.
I mean, like, wait a month, you know? like give it that amount of time, but right on the heels of it. The upside is it is good for people, so regardless of if there was any motivation or not, he said that fans can get up to $3 million he's putting towards this for fans to get a free month for themselves or a friend or a family member in need. And then he has like a 250-person crew, and he's giving them 18 months free.
Oh, wow, that's a good therapy. Amount of time.
Yeah. Wow, what kind of show are you running there where your staff needs 18 months of therapy?
They all better be really healthy after the next year and
Absolutely.
A half.
Absolutely. What are you, Ellen DeGeneres? I know, it's funny. Too soon? No, it's still good. He did say, the one thing I've learned over the years is that we all go through ups and downs and that we all need help sometimes. And I do, and at the core of this, helping out people that are struggling is definitely a really cool thing. I am curious, too. This is kind of a side note to this. I'm really curious how Justin Bieber feels following the fall of Hillsong pastor Carl Lentz, kind of the rock star pastor who had the affair, and he and Bieber were friends. Like, he baptized Bieber in a hotel room bathtub, you know, and Bieber's faith has always seemed a smidge fragile. Like, he's in, he's out, he's up, he's down.
Sure.
Like a lot of us. And this is not a judgment on Bieber and his faith by any stretch of the imagination. I want you to hear me on that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm curious how he's doing following Carl Lentz's departure, and then that new documentary on Netflix about Hillsong Church, where they go through that issue, and then they go through the issue with Brian Houston and his dad and the things that happened there.
Because, Justin, you do see footage of him with Carl Lentz in that thing, and I think they said that he, like, at one point, like, kind of distanced himself from that, but he's still, like, that's a human connection that he had with a pastor.
And a guy that was helping him, you know? That's the thing, man. Look, I try not to throw stones, especially at pastors that fall, because, you know, a lot of times people say, well, everything they told me was a lie, and that's not true. I mean, like, they have an area where they have a weakness and they need to deal with it, but, like, it doesn't devalue all of the God stuff that they told him and the stuff that he told, you know, Justin, you know. But it was funny, like, watching the evolution of this pastor and his shirts getting, his t-shirts getting deeper and deeper with the V. I'm telling you, watch that. That's how you know there's problems going on. And so if you haven't seen it yet, Netflix does have that Hillsong documentary. I enjoyed watching it because I like stuff like this. It doesn't rock my world, you know, or my faith or anything like that, because I know people are people. They make mistakes. They sin. There's corruption inside of everything, but it doesn't devalue everything that they do. The one thing I'm glad about is the documentary didn't really take Hillsong Worship, the music part of Hillsong Church,
yeah,
to task. They kind of stayed out. They came out unscathed a little bit because their music is really powerful and does a lot of good for a lot of people. So there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these.
It's Max!
Mania.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're going to give you a chance to win a prize right now with Match-A-Mania. We got a Way FM prize pack for you here. The way this works is I'm going to give you a list, and you'll have some options. If you get an answer on the list, you get 1 point. If your answer matches with something that either Gavin or myself said, you'll get 2 points. And if you get the number one answer on the list, you get 3 points. Now, here's the rub. You got to get 5 points, and you only get 3 questions.
Ooh.
So you're going to have to get some combination of that. Questions could be like this. Name a book that most people have. Okay? And so I've got a list of answers, and you would say, cookbook, you know? And if that was number 3 on the list, you would get 1 point. If you said Bible, though...
That's what I would have said.
That's what you would have said?
Yeah.
Okay, that is 2 points you would match with Gavin, but it also happens to be the number one,
ooh,
so you would get 3 points for that.
Nice.
Okay? See, that's how it works. It's very simple. It's Match-A-Mania here. If you want to win a prize, let's do this thing. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So here we go. Here's your first question. Name something you sniff before buying, okay? Don't just shout it out. Gavin, write your answer down. Name something you sniff before buying. All right. Gavin's got his answer down.
I do.
What do you say, Jessica?
Air freshener.
Air freshener. Okay. Gavin, what did you say?
I wrote down candle.
Candle. Okay, so you did not match with her. Candle was on the list,
ooh,
the number 5 answer.
Ooh,
so
okay,
you would have gotten a point for that. I said socks.
Oh.
Like, I have this weird thing. I want to make sure they're not used.
What?
Yeah, so socks. That did not make the list. Shocker. And you said air freshener. Unfortunately, that did not make the list either. No. Perfume,
wow,
the number one answer.
Oh.
Fruit made the
of
list.
Course.
Fish, things like
thank
that. You. Okay, you're not out of this yet, but you got some work to do.
Okay.
You only got 2 more questions.
Yes.
Name an American company that is known all over the world. An American company known all over the world. What would you say? Gavin, get your answer down.
Yep.
Okay, what do you think?
American company. Well, let's just say Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Okay. I said Disney as my answer. You're not going to believe this. Disney did not even make
what?
This list. I must have a really old list. That's
they're
crazy.
Everywhere.
So good thing you did not say Disney. Gavin, what did you say?
I put a company down that has really great Coke. I said McDonald's.
Okay. All right. McDonald's does have the best Cokes. That came in at number 4.
Oh.
So Jessica, had you said that, you would have matched with Gavin and gotten 2 points, but you went with Coca-Cola. Good news for you. You are on the list and it is the number one
woo!
Answer.
Yeah!
So you have 3 points, which brings us down to the final question.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Here we go.
Oh. Give me the strength.
Let's see if the Lord has given you the strength. name an ingredient you add to food to make it spicy. Now, you need to get 2 points
pepper.
Here. That was very fast. Okay, so you need to get 2 points here. So you've got to get either the number one answer or you've got to match with Gavin or myself. So you're going to go with pepper. Gavin, what did you say?
I wrote paprika. I feel like that always makes things a little hotter.
Paprika is a great spice that you don't get to use a whole lot of. I went with garlic. Garlic did make the list.
What?
Paprika did not make the list.
Okay.
But here is some really good news.
Oh, boy.
Pepper, Black pepper specifically. Number one answer. Hey! Jessica said pepper, you're a winner.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, congratulate. Well, I didn't know you were cheating. Okay, you can't. You know, you can't have him giving you the answers there. So we'll have to figure out what we're gonna do here.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and I hope you see the value in this service, because my goal with Mind Blown is to give you the power to empower you to be the most interesting person in any room and in any situation you encounter. You know, a lot of people talk about small talk in different gatherings and stuff like that, and it can be very boring. But when you have enough knowledge floating around in your head, you can make any small talk, any conversation more interesting, thus by making you the most interesting person in the world and even maybe improving your career and your life.
And people definitely won't call you a walking encyclopedia behind your back.
Doesn't matter. You're smarter than them. You would know when the encyclopedia was discovered and written for the first time. See, if you just pay attention. So what I like to do is have Gavin give me like kind of a category, and I'll show you how this works. Okay, so what do you got, Gavin?
Right now I'm doing something called intermittent fasting. I'm only eating like 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
I really would love for you to talk about food.
I bet you would.
I can't eat. I still have some time before I can eat my first meal of the day. So please.
Yeah, because if you don't know what intermittent fasting is, you basically go for like 14 or whatever hours without eating, and then you have a window in which you can eat whatever you want.
Yep.
But it's only within that small window, and you can't even start eating till after the show.
Yeah, it's tough.
I've already had two Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. You're like, I was well aware. So in honoring your request to talk about food since you cannot eat it, did you know that it is illegal to do this in New Zealand, Norway, and Switzerland? Sometimes you can phrase it as a question to get people engaged and go, you know, what do you think? And now it's food related. So what do you think would be illegal in New Zealand, Norway, and Switzerland?
How about, I just think this is gross in general. How about eating raw fish?
You know what? You're on the right path with seafood. Like, I can't stand like sushi. No. Like, there's no way I'm ever eating sushi. I used to fish. I use bait. So there's no way I'm going to eat that. But you're close. It is actually illegal to boil lobsters alive in New Zealand, Norway, and Switzerland. I guess it's cruel.
So
maybe?
Red lobster is not in either of those countries.
They do not have red lobster at all in any of those countries.
Bummer.
See, exactly. And now you're like, now then you parlay that into a conversation where if you were single, you'd be like, hey girl, by the way, you ever had Cheddar Bay biscuits and Red Lobster? I can make that happen. You see how this works? You start off with an interesting nugget, and then before you know it, you're married.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. A little good news giddy up, because the regular news can be a little heavy, so we like to give some stuff that makes you feel good. Started from a negative place, but making some good out of it. Remember when Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, got all that money in the divorce, like hundreds of millions of dollars? Well, she promised to donate most of it, and she's still at it. She just announced another $4 billion in donations, including $433 million for Habitat for Humanity. She's donated over $12 billion now and hasn't even made a dent. When you can give that much, that gives you some kind of concept of how much money Bezos has made and then was able to even give in a settlement. Like, wow.
I question myself when I spend more than like $10 on a meal out.
So that is crazy.
Impressive.
Well, I'm glad she's doing good things with it, though. So,
awesome.
Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a couple on Vancouver Island near Seattle. Recently, they bought an old resort and they were planning to turn it into an event center, but they're shelving those plans for now and using it to house Ukrainian refugees instead. They say it's big enough to hold 100 people.
Oh.
To make a big difference for that many people, that's awesome.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, you see the stories of refugees in Poland and surrounding countries to Ukraine, and I'm not sure how many have made it to the U.S. and like what are the channels by which people are helping them. Is it church or organization related? So the fact that they found these people and can meet a really physical need for them in their time of need is really, really cool. And that's what Good News Giddy Up is all about.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.